There is no particular sin in selecting a fragrant evergreen and placing it in our churches, but the sin lies in the motive which prompts to action and the use which is made of the gifts placed upon the tree. 482.1 The tree may be as tall and its branches as wide as shall best suit the occasion, but let its boughs be laden with the golden and silver fruit of your beneficence, and present this to him as your Christmas gift. Let your donations be sanctified by prayer. 482.2 Christmas and New Year celebrations can and should be held in behalf of those who are helpless. God is glorified when we give to help those who have large families to support. 482.3 A tree laden with offerings is not sinful. Let not the parents take the position that an evergreen placed in the church for the amusement of the Sabbath school scholars is a sin, for it may be made a great blessing. Keep before their minds benevolent objects. In no case should mere amusements be the object of these gatherings. While there may be some who will turn these occasions into seasons of careless levity, and whose minds will not receive the divine impress, to other minds and characters 483 these seasons will be highly beneficial. I am fully satisfied that innocent substitutes can be devised for many gatherings that demoralize. 482.4 Provide innocent enjoyments for the day. Will you not arise, my Christian brethren and sisters, and gird yourselves for duty in the fear of God, so arranging this matter that it shall not be dry and uninteresting, but full of innocent enjoyments that shall bear the signet of heaven? I know the poorer class will respond to these suggestions. The most wealthy should also show an interest and bestow their gifts and offerings proportionate to the means with which God has entrusted them. Let there be recorded in the heavenly books such a Christmas, as has never yet been seen because of the donations which shall be given for the sustaining of the work of God and the upbuilding of His kingdom. 483.1 Chapter 78, The Family a Missionary Center. Parents should give children right direction. With us, as parents, and as Christians it rests to give our children right direction. They are to be carefully, wisely, tenderly guided into paths of Christ-like ministry. We are under sacred covenants with God to rear our children for His service. To surround them with such influences, as shall lead them to choose a life of service, and to give them the training needed, is our first duty. 484.1 Children may be Daniel's and Esther's today. God's purpose, for the children growing up beside our hearts is wider, deeper, higher, than our restricted vision has comprehended. From the humblest lot those whom He has been faithful have in time past been called to witness for Him in the world's highest places. And many a lad of today, growing up, as did Daniel in his Judean home, studying God's word and His works, and learning the lessons of faithful service, will yet stand in legislative assemblies, in halls of justice, or in royal courts as a witness for the King of Kings. Multitudes will be called to a wider ministry. The whole world is opening to the gospel. From every quarter of this world of ours comes the cry of sin-stricken hearts for a knowledge of the God of love. It rests with us who have received the knowledge, with our children to whom we may impart it, to answer their cry. To every household and every school, to every parent, teacher, and child upon whom has shone the light of the gospel, comes at this crisis the question put to Esther the Queen at that 485 momentous crisis in Israel's history, who knoweth, whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? 484.2 Successful ways of witnessing for Christ. Not all can go as missionaries to foreign lands, but all can be home missionaries in their families and neighborhoods. There are many ways in which church members may give the message to those around them. One of the most successful is by living helpful, unselfish Christian lives. Those who are fighting the battle of life at great odds may be refreshed and strengthened by little attentions which cost nothing. Kindly words simply spoken, little attentions simply bestowed, will sweep away the clouds of temptation and doubt that gather over the soul. The true heart expression of Christ-like sympathy, given in simplicity, has power to open the door of hearts that need the simple, delicate touch of the Spirit of Christ. 485.1 There is a wide field of service for women as well as for men. The efficient cook, the seamstress, the nurse, the help of all is needed. Let the members of poor households be taught how to cook, how to make and mend their own clothing, how to nurse the sick, how to care properly for the home. Even the children should be taught to do some little errand of love and mercy for those less fortunate than themselves. Or 485.2 children and youth to join in service for others, in an effort to excuse themselves some say my home duties, my children, claim my time and my means. Parents, your children should be your helping hand, increasing your power and ability to work for the Master. Children are the younger members of the Lord's family. They should be led to consecrate themselves to God, 486 whose they are by creation and by redemption. They should be taught that all their powers of body, mind, and soul are His. They should be trained to help in various lines of unselfish service. Do not allow your children to be hindrances. With you the children should share spiritual as well as physical burdens. By helping others they increase their own happiness and usefulness. 485.3, if in every church the young men and the young women would solemnly consecrate themselves to God, if they would practice self-denial in the home life, relieving their tired, careworn mothers, what a change would take place in our churches. The mother could find time to make neighborly visits,